Do you have a comment or question for DottoTech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. DottoTech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Back to Steve, and Steve's joined by Chris Gibson from London Drugs. Chris, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. Just back from CES.
Yep.
And the show was?
Huge. Massive this year.
And you guys from London Drugs, I know because I've gone down with you before on a boondoggle trip, which was awesome for me. But I saw the guys when I flew down, and I saw the guys when I flew back. And in between, you guys worked from dawn to dusk. I never saw, and they looked haggard when we flew home.
Typically, and that, no different this show. It was a very busy show. There's lots to see, lots of meetings, lots of new things, new gadgets, all sorts of stuff down there.
Did you see anything that you wanted yourself outside of what you had to deal with as far as the work and purchasing for LD? Did you see anything that you said, I want one of those?
Oh, absolutely.
What?
Saw a line of Ferrari headsets, and in the center of the booth, they actually had the spinning Ferrari, which I would definitely take the car.
A real Ferrari.
A real Ferrari, but actually these headsets were beautiful. They had carbon fiber, the Ferrari badging, and just high-end
oh, wow.
looking headsets and docks. Probably one of the neatest booths I saw there for headphones, for sure.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk headphones in a couple of weeks coming up, but right now I want to talk to you about the Galaxy Nexus phone, which was on display there. It's been out for a little while, and you guys are now selling it under several different flavors.
That's right. Basically, this is the Google phone. So it's made by Samsung, but Google basically had their hands in it the entire way.
Mm-hmm.
So this is running the native operating system. It's running Android 4.0.
Called Gingerbread?
This is called Ice Cream Sandwich.
Ice Cream Sandwich.
So a whole bunch of new features with this phone. It is an unlocked smartphone. So it's available on three different carriers at London Drugs, but it's basically if you go traveling, you can throw a SIM card on it in it wherever you go and get a local carrier.
Oh, okay. So that's unusual because we don't have the carriers in Canada have not offered very many unlocked phones. People
no.
traditionally, if they wanted their phone unlocked, had to go to some
most of the carriers guide. After you've been on their network for a while will unlock it for a fee.
Okay.
So usually $50 or 75, depending on what carrier you're with, will unlock your phone. But certainly makes traveling around the world a lot easier and cheaper.
Having that
than having to pay those roaming fees.
Oh yeah, because you can just buy a chip. You can just buy basically a pay to play card in whatever market you're in, and mm-hmm. then you've got a phone. And then you, at least for calling out back home, and you can call forward your phone from your home, your regular one, to that number, and you can save a lot. Yeah,
certainly. Yeah,
it certainly makes a big difference. Okay, so it is Ice Cream Sandwich. This is one of the flagship products that's going to go head to head competing with the iPhone, and of course we know. The Apple announcement this week, the iPhone just was stratospheric as far as its unit sales, off the charts.
Absolutely.
And so the everybody else's work is cut out for them. But this one, Google seems to be getting their act together with the Android operating system on the phones, at least in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. And this version of Android 4.0, has all of the features that Android 3 and 2.3 had. For the smartphone functionality, which incorporates most things, the interconnectivity between mailing something to your camera, just as you go into all the features of the phone, they're pretty much seamlessly integrated.
Mm-hmm.
This is just so much cleaner and a nicer interface. They've redone the design of it. It's just a cool looking phone.
Now, my big criticism of the Android phones that I've used up until now, and I am using the earlier version of the Nexus phone
mm-hmm.
now, which I like best of all of the phones that I've used in the Android world, but the manufacturers were taking Android and they were kind of adding their own interface over the top. And
yeah.
for me, it bothered me because I had to, every time I picked up a different phone, I had to learn to use it.
Yeah.
And they didn't work the way that I expected always. And so I found my early experience with Android frustrating. But now they're starting to get, it seems to be standardizing, and they're starting to add some interface features that are making it making it much more, giving it much more personality itself, but also the manufacturers are trusting Google to provide the operating system and staying with it.
Absolutely. It's hard to perfect a good thing when Android's done such a good job now of getting it to the level that they're at. Manufacturers have taken a hands-off approach because this is, if you use this phone, which is basically designed by Google, Samsung's kept their hands off. They've just created the hardware for the phone. It's such a seamless user experience that they're starting to pay attention to it. And Google's come a long way in making the operating system seamless.
And there's two, I guess, there's two, a couple of features that people are really noticing. But the one big one is facial recognition now, which is what we're starting to see in their ads.
Yep. That's one of the biggest features they have to unlock your phone rather than entering a password or a sequence or whatever your unlock thing is. You basically hold the phone up to your face. It'll have a look at your face and it'll unlock based on your facial recognition, which is kind of cool.
Now, what we know that we're in trouble if it unlocks your face and then immediately takes you to a workout site if it sees that you're looking a little bit pudgy, or a meditation site if it looks like you're looking a little bit stressed. But it's not doing that at this point.
Not yet, no.
But that is very cool. Using the forward-facing, the front-facing camera, mm-hmm. and it basically maps the phone. And did you try it? Have you tried it and played with it, or have you?
I tried to try it on the CES floor. unfortunately, it's pretty noisy down there, and I couldn't get it to work successfully because you have to go in and set it up for you specifically.
Yes.
So it has to know you to recognize you first of all. But
well, I actually have some experience with it because we did play with this over Christmas.
Okay.
A good friend of mine, his son works for Google, and he had just come up for the Christmas holidays, had the new Nexus phone, was playing with it, so I got to play with it a little bit, and he was just setting up for facial recognition. I saw it happen for the first time, and it was fine. It worked just great.
Yep.
And so that's impressive. The other thing that I liked was I started to see new interface options, things like, for instance, getting rid of junk email is a hassle. You have to click them all, and then you have to say find another menu to have it delete the mail. With this, you just swipe to the left, and it deleted the email. You swipe to the right, and it opened the email. So it was a really nice. I saw some Apple-like consistency to the interface that was unique to Android, which I really liked.
Yep.
Now, the one thing I want to mention is all of the different carriers, their versions of this phone are not identical because Rogers, you can get it on the LTE network, which is super fast.
Well, if you put an LTE SIM card in it, it will support the LTE network,
yes.
But it is the same phone across
it's
all
It's the same
networks.
Phone across them all.
Yep.
So as the other ones bring on LTE, this phone will be able to adapt.
Yep,
then.
Switch it out for an LTE SIM card and you'll be able to get LTE.
Super. So that's the Galaxy Nexus phone. My guest, Chris Gibson from London Drugs, thanks so much.
Thank you.